This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's Luka Doncic. I'm really excited to be a part of the Dallas Mavericks team. And I hope you will enjoy my games and you will enjoy how I play. And I hope to see you soon.
That is Luka Doncic's message to the Mavs fans on Twitter. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Shreve and RJ Choppy on DFW Sports Station. Troy's got all the audio. He pulls it, sets the stage for the rest of the entire building with the covers that we had last night. Rangers ticket giveaway is coming up at 7:40, and we ran out of time, but we did write it up. Of course, the boss lit us up in the commercial break. NHL draft is in DFW tonight. Hockey Hawk said, get on it.
Yes, it is. It is right at the American Airlines Center. The Buffalo Sabres have the number one overall pick. Stars pick at 13. They are right after back-to-back selections by the Islanders. The Stars will pick number 13. They've got a pick in the early rounds. There are some teams that are missing picks in some of the first couple of rounds, not the Stars. They've got a pick in all the early rounds.
All right. Mike Fisher was part of our Mavs draft coverage at the AAC with Donnie Nelson, with Mark Cuban, with Luka Doncic, with Rick Carlisle. And Fish is joining us on the buyersafety.com hotline. Great coverage, first off, from every single angle. What did you think of the way this all played out? The build-up to me was the most fascinating part with y'all breaking down this Hawks possibility that eventually played out.
Well, I love the I know you do, Sean, the kind of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Who called who and who yelled at who and when did it fall apart and when did it come together? And last night I just thought, first of all, for the Mavericks, it was obviously a wild success because, as you know, I like to grade the execution of a plan. And we knew that the Mavericks, I thought he was second on their board. Last night they all said he was number one on our board. And I think I almost believe them. And so to execute the plan the way they did, you get an A+ there. I've got to give a tip of the cap to our team. By the way, the AAC is full of NHL stuff, which is why the draft party and the media stuff was upstairs in kind of a burger joint instead of downstairs in the basement, because the hockey team owns the basement. So tell the Hockey Hawk that the AAC and the Mavericks are completely respectful of the Stars and the draft tonight. But I just love that we do this with the Cowboys, of course, too. We're doing things that other media outlets aren't even trying to do. Not only are they not able to do it, they're not even trying. And that was domination last night. And then I thought it was domination in terms of the Mavericks getting their way. At one stage, we were talking about exchanging players or taking on salary players for the Mavericks. It moved on to the Hawks saying, listen, we're in a good spot here. Let's do a deal, but we want your first round pick next year, period. And at that point, what we reported last night was that Bill Duffy, the agent, got deeply involved. And if you remember back, Choppy, I know you know all about this, the Steve Nash departure here.
Yep.
What is that now? How long ago was that?
That was after the 2004 season, I believe. 2005, 2006 was his first
two great years. That's a long time ago. Okay, Bill Duffy is the agent that engineered that departure, and the Mavericks, particularly Mark Cuban, thought they got screwed there. The deal, in shorthand, was Cuban told Nash, hey, go shop your deal. Go get what you can get, and then just come back to me, and we'll match it, and we'll be fine, because we're all besties. And they were. Well, Bill Duffy took the deal to Phoenix, let Phoenix tell him, no, you can't shop it, either take it or leave it. And Bill Duffy said, okay, we'll take it. And that was the end of Nash in Dallas. And that was, whatever, 13 years ago. And outside of Rondo coming here, which didn't work either, the Mavericks have had zero relationship with Bill Duffy. So I asked somebody last night, how are you going to fix that, Sean? And I was told, we've kissed and made up. And so they hugged it out with Bill Duffy just in time for him to get involved, to go to the Hawks and say, listen, my client doesn't really want to be there. And you know that. And you want Trae Young from Oklahoma anyway. Let's get this done. And then after the Donnie groundwork and then the agent involvement, then Cuban got a hold of the owner in Atlanta, who happens to be married to Jamie Gertz, Choppy.
Yes, I know that. She was at the draft lottery.
Who's that?
And so,
couldn't spare a square in the Seinfeld
episode.
That's the
one. That's yeah. right. Yeah. And then Cuban and the owners closed the deal. And it's just fascinating to watch the scramble behind the scenes and to get the texts and the phone calls and the rest, and then to have it all come together in a way where you earn your A-plus grade.
All right. Let me be a little bit of a downer.
See, he's going to do this. He doesn't buy into it. He doesn't believe in – he hates Europe.
No,
he hates
it's not
the
about,
Eastern Bloc.
It's not about the player. It's about the plan. And I've been fighting with Fish about this for months, about the Mavs trying to compete next year, because I was wanting another year, maybe another two, of draft picks, build your young Oklahoma City. So now the first-round pick next year is gone, top five protected. So why not? I know you had to give it up. I love that they got their guy. I trust Donnie Nelson. I'm worried, Mike, that now we're relying on free agency or some type of trade to add another piece to make you a real contender versus that number 8, number 9. We're back to that versus being bad again and having one more blue chip prospect next year. And I know their justification is from Cuban that next year's draft sucks.
Yeah, and first of all, to that, I and Skin's all over that too, and I defer to them on that. But if I had a scout, if I was an owner, and my scout came to me and said, this year's draft sucks, I would fire that scout.
Yes, thank you.
Because your job is somebody doesn't suck.
Yeah.
In the worst draft ever.
Yes.
Somebody still made the Pro Bowl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you're fired, draft suck guy. But Sean, I can't sit here on June 22nd and say I'm intentionally going to be bad for the next years. I have to try first, don't I?
No, and not that you're intentionally going to be bad, but the goal for 2018 will be playing time and development for Dennis Smith
and Doncic.
Sure. And then we're probably not going to be good. I want them to get nonstop reps. And then we go and get one more young piece. Unless you really believe that magically now, Boogie Cousins, DeAndre Jordan, Bradley Beal, Paul George, like you need another piece to go along with the development. And I was just hoping one more year being bad with valuable reps to draft that next piece versus this old formula of a swing and missing on free agency. That's my only hang up.
Okay, let's compromise on this. What if the move that you make, and it's a free agency move, but as we've discussed, plan A is not to sign a free agent. Plan A is to trade for one, to trade for a guy. What if he's young? Would that be better?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If he's Barnes' age, it'd be great.
Okay, so again, I'm going to say this till I'm blue in the face, and the national people just don't get it, and then that means so many fans aren't getting it either. The Mavericks are not planning on giving Boogie Cousins $30 million a year. That's just not the plan. And the same thing in my mind with anybody who's older. Now, Skin's prediction is that DeAndre Jordan opts in with the Clippers at $24 million, and then the Mavericks trade for him. Okay, I'm not a fan of that because I think that DeAndre Jordan does what you're talking about, Sean. That just makes you a couple inches better, and you still stink. And what does it really do for you?
Treadmill of mediocrity. Mm-hmm. Treadmill.
Yeah, but can I do it to get somebody young who is going to be here through the rebuild?
Yes.
And then once we come out the other end of the tunnel, it isn't 32 years old.
Yeah.
And so that's why the Bradley Beal kind of idea is very appealing to me. What's he, Chop, 25? And so, I mean, you can't tell me, if I told you, you were the owner, Sean, and I said, listen, I can get us Bradley Beal.
Yeah, he's
25,
20,
he's an all-star.
He'll be 25 at the end of the month.
Okay, you wouldn't tell me not to do it
right, because
you want to be bad, right?
No, that's true. That's true. Look, I like the pick. Mike Fisher joins us here on 105 through the fan.
Hang on a second. How are they going to get Bradley Beal? Don't leave us hanging.
Yeah, I'm gonna use other, and they keep talking about keeping Harrison Barnes, so I believe it. But this is a little bit dreamy. But you've got to find a team. This is nuclear winter. You've got to find a team where they're spending a lot of money, they're not good enough, and the guys don't get along. Well, that's Washington.
Yes,
Washington cannot go into the season with that same roster of semi-stars who all hate each other, and I think their luxury tax number is between $40 and $70 million. No owner is going to – I'm not paying $300 million for a roster that's going to finish eighth.
Yeah, you'll pay $300 for Golden
unless
State.
Unless LeBron's
yeah.
on your team, nobody's mm-hmm. doing that.
Right, right.
So what are you going to give up?
Oh, I'll give you Wesley Matthews if that helps you somehow. But I'd like to give you nothing. And in some ways, you'd like to take back nothing because they don't really want salary. That's already their problem with salary. So let us brainstorm on that a little bit and continue to try to figure out, because all our calculations before, Sean, were about this draft. How do I do something in this draft to do it? Yeah. Obviously, now that's gone. But I can still come up with a package that gives you relief where I'm not really giving up much. And I don't want to give up on that as plan A mm-hmm. until we get beyond July 1st. We see it doesn't work, and then we'll settle for the next.
Fish, you could tell they really didn't, you know, they really weren't interested in next year's draft either way, based on, you know, Carlisle basically saying, I really don't care if the pick's protected or not. I just, you know, I wanted to start winning. But was their pick selection and part of their goal to change the culture? They get a winner from Europe and they get a winner from college, a guy who won a couple of titles at Villanova. Was that also part of their goal in this?
I believe in that concept, but at the same time, let's not kid ourselves. They're not going to be winners next year. Mm. I mean, Luka Doncic is in for a rude awakening. And Donnie said it last night. He's going to get his butt kicked for a while. He's going to get steamrolled for a while. He's going to get outquicked for a while. But what these guys have, and this is a Donnie specialty, and this is why, and you've noticed this now, and we're going to be proven to be right on this. Donnie ran this show. Donnie was in the driver's seat. And when Donnie's in the driver's seat, the players they acquire, it's not about their height or their weight or their jumping ability. It's about their BBIQ. And look at the guys that Donnie has liked over the years. And look at their basketball geniuses are his favorite guys. Steve Nash. He saw Steve Nash and nobody else did. Almost nobody else did. Jason Kidd, who was much easier to see. Dirk Nowitzki, who was more difficult to see. Luka Doncic is a basketball genius. He is a child prodigy, if you will. And that's the number one aspect that you're getting here. And you can't teach smart. I know people say you can't teach tall or you can't teach fast, but it's really hard to teach smart.
So the next move now is to address the big man situation?
There's a long list of candidates. Should we rattle through them?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not giving $30 million to Boogie Cousins. If he falls through the cracks
Do you want Boogie Cousins here on a discount with these young kids anyway?
The problem with it, Skin and I detailed this, I thought, pretty nicely last night. If Boogie thinks he's worth $30 million, right?
Yeah.
Nobody gives it to him. You give him $17 million. Here he comes. He's rehabbing from his Achilles. How hard is he working for his 17 when he thinks he's worth 30?
Mm-hmm. But hurt.
How disgruntled is he over the course of time? That's been one of the problems, by the way. And the Mavericks, I think, hopefully, have learned a lesson from this. When they failed in their big fish free agency, and then they went and got the next level guy, which on paper was always good. Monte Ellis, for what they got him for, was good. O.J. Mayo, for what they got him for, was good. But eventually those guys turned disgruntled because they realized, I wish I wouldn't sign that deal. This sucks. Okay. I didn't get paid enough. So that would be the problem among the many with Boogie Cousins. I've got Wesley Matthews right in front of my eyes, one of the hardest working guys in the history of sports to come back from his Achilles. And he never has come back right away, right? Completely.
Yes.
He's not Wesley Matthews anymore. Is Boogie Cousins tied with Wes Matthews for the hardest workingest guy ever? Because if he's not, there's no chance that he even recovers to the point that Wesley Matthews has recovered. So to me, Boogie Cousins is probably never going to be Boogie Cousins again. But there's a long list of other guys that you can plug in and you can do. I think Capella in Houston, I think they match if you make a bid on him.
He's restricted.
If the Lakers move mountains for LeBron and company, then maybe Julius Randle comes free to you. Nikola Vucevic in Orlando, that's an easy fit. He's not a superstar, but he's 27 and could be a piece that helps you. If you end up having If you end up getting Bradley Beal, you could go to them and say, hey, we'll do you a favor. Give us Marcin Gortat, too. We'll take him off your hands. That's just dead weight to you. And then you've got a center that way. So there's still a whole bunch of options that we'll know more about on July 1.
Great work, Mike. Thank you, man.
All right, and say hi to
Boston. What's the name of our intern?
Well, I got him confused with Crispin Glover.
See, that's right. It's George McFly. George McFly, right?
And then he told me he was named after a city, so I assumed Boston.
Yes.
I look forward to when he moves to G-Bag Nation. He seems like a lovely young kid and very gullible. We're going to trick him again next week.
Mike, it was amazing. Well done. Your best work. Mike Fisher, Buyer Safety.
Crispin, I don't know.
Crispin.
Buyer Safety. Doc.
Justin, go ahead with your question.
Justin.
Okay, Justin, go ahead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.